And retailers are paying more attention to older shoppers. As the population ages, retailers are redesigning their stores to accommodate the needs of baby boomers. Ashley Milne-Tite has this report.
What could be wrong with a fully stocked supermarket with its enticing displays, numerous aisles, and gleaming floors? The older we get, just about everything, says retail anthropologist Georgianne Bender. Take the floors.
Retailers love shiny floors, but shiny floors are scary to somebody who's not sure if it's going to be, you know, slick footing for them.
Any spill can make walking treacherous. Then there's getting to the products. Half the population over 65 has some kind of arthritis. A lot of younger people have it too. Reaching and bending get harder. The National Retail Federation says its members are on the case, but Bender says so far there's more talk than action. Drugstore chain CVS has made changes.
They're resetting their counters, not putting things too high or too low. They're putting carpeting in the store.
CVS and Walgreens also have magnifiers hanging from shelves so shoppers can read the fine print on packaging. But in New York, at least, some basic things are problematic. Robert and Ronnie Rubin are retired teachers in their late 60s. They point out some stores have automatic doors, but plenty don't.
You need to be Hercules to open the door.
Robert and I have more than once gone over to assist somebody in opening a door because they just couldn't get it open. We're fortunate we're still healthy enough to be able to do these things.
But there may come a time when they'll benefit from a store designed with their needs in mind. Rosemary Barker of Weill Cornell Medical College is an interior designer and gerontologist. We meet to tour a store the New York City Council has called age-friendly, a Whole Foods market on Manhattan's Upper West Side. But Barker notices something age-unfriendly as soon as we push our cart through the door.
This music is geared for a much younger audience, and I find it, with this very low beat, very distracting. So I want to come in here and shop, but there's this drum beat going on, and I feel like I'm in the wrong environment.
She says anyone with cognitive difficulties would find the visual stimuli of the displays, combined with the music, too much to handle. I'd met a 79-year-old across the street who said she avoided the market for that reason. But on other fronts, this Whole Foods does well. It has wide aisles, good lighting, and helpful staff. The signs are easy to read. Barker turns to the utensils at the salad bar.
They have nice size handles here for me to pick up, so I'm looking to make sure that I can easily grasp things if I might have a little arthritis in my hand.
On her wish list, carts with built-in seats so weary shoppers can take a rest. Some supermarkets in Europe already use those. Retail anthropologist Georgianne Bender says whatever help stores offer, they need to be subtle. Never make a customer feel old. A&P Supermarkets recently started a loyalty program for shoppers over 55.
And they called it a senior discount. Well, I'm 55 years old, and there's no way that I'm a senior. And I'm the kind of person that I don't even want your discount if I have to have the senior citizen card.
But if they think of another name, she might consider it. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.